I want to thank every single person. God bless you for listening to Walking in the Spirit podcast with your host, Misha Wesley. I'm so grateful for every single ear and heart that is tuned in to the Spirit of the Living God. So, yes, I thank you once again. So we have been in such a period of transition, in a season of waiting. And as we transitioned into the year 5780, there has been such a intense calling to the heart of the Father and back to the heart of the Father. And what I mean is that normally what God does with me, He will use me as an example of what He's doing in the body, similar to like Ezekiel, or similar to the prophets where, you know, God told one prophet to lay on his side and then turn over and lay on his other side. So God dealt with me in this area of prayer. In the normal way I pray, it wasn't producing zero results. And not that I'm going to prayer looking for results, but my purpose for praying is to feel God's heart. I want to sense the heart of the Father. I want to feel His heartbeat. I want to hear His voice. I want His resounding voice echoing through every bone in my body. I want visions. I want trances. I want to experience the Lord. I want to experience Him. I want to see Him. I want that heavenly, angelic encounter. And it's just bringing me chills just thinking about it. But the Lord did something so different in me. And as I was explaining to you that the way I was praying wasn't working before, it wasn't working. And I would pray and, you know, kind of shout sometimes, you know, loud, you know, like I normally do. It wasn't working. So one day the Lord had me quiet myself and I wasn't listening to any music. I would literally go back to the basics where I would go into my bathroom or go into my prayer closet. Like literally I would go into the bathroom, get on my knees, and just talk to the Lord, just pray before Him and just conversate with Him and just begin to speak in my heavenly language to Him. No music at all, just talking to the Lord. And what I would do was I would begin to feel His heart right there as I would just come closer to Him right there. And each time that the Lord did this, I thought it was so strange. And I thought that maybe I'm just maybe being weak. Maybe I'm just not feeling it. Something is wrong. I'm not doing something right. And I was like, something isn't right. Like, this is not how I normally pray. This is not it. So I was even though in this private time that I was having, where I went in the bathroom, I would feel wonderful. I mean, a great release. I would still feel like, man, I was maybe doing something wrong. And this happened for a couple nights. And I would seek the Lord the same way, even though this was strange to me. I would continue to seek Him the same way because I was getting through. I was feeling His heart. I was listening to Him. I was hearing Him. I was hearing Him in my ear. I was hearing, feeling Him and sensing Him in my heart and in my belly. I would sense Him, feel Him. I would have those angelic encounters. I would have those trances, dream, those vision and trances. And I would still, yes, think it was strange that I was experiencing this. And one moment or one day, I was sitting on my couch seeking the Lord again, the same way. No music. I was just talking to Him, conversating, pouring out my heart to Him. Just seeking Him, just wanting, just desperately desiring Him. waiting for him. Like, literally, I was waiting at his gates, waiting for him to talk to me. I was searching for him. I was searching for the Lord. And man, when I tell you that he gave me such a revelation about seeking him. And he told me to share it with the people on my podcast. And I said, yes, Lord, I will. So in this season, I said all that to say that in this season, God is desiring for us to go back to the basics where we used to seek him, so that though in the heart, at his heart, literally feeling his heartbeat, literally, it's like your finger right on the pulse, on his pulse, and you are sensing him. So, you know, as I sat on the couch, you know, I'm trying to give you some details. As I sat on the couch, you know, God gave me this revelation of seeking him, you know, just him, just hungry for him, just wanting him. And this is a different way that we got to encounter him. This is a different way. If we want to have our eyes opened, you know, the seer realm opened, if we want to have greater vision, if we want to have greater hearing, if we want to experience everything that I was talking about, we've got to seek him in a different way. We've got to limit the music, and we have to make a sound to the Father. We have to make a sound. And I hear the scripture, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I believe that's Psalms 100. And the scripture has just been sticking with me. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We make a sound, and we must be on the frequency of heaven. And I believe that God wants to synchronize us back into that place. God wants to synchronize us. It's like we've been maybe a little bit out of touch or out of chord, and it's like, you know, like a tuning fork. God wants to take like a tuning fork, and he wants to tune us back into the frequency of heaven, right back where we belong, right back to his heart, right back to where heaven is speaking, and we are hearing what heaven is speaking. We're hearing what the angels are rejoicing and celebrating about in heaven. Like, we are, our ear is literally to heaven, to the gates of heaven. And the Holy Spirit is bringing me to this dream that I had not too long ago, that I encountered heaven. So here's the dream. I was standing. Okay, let me go back. So I was frustrated because I was looking for something, and I eventually found it. I eventually found what I was looking for, but I was still kind of frustrated. And I was thinking to myself, man, I'm not going to get into heaven because I'm frustrated in my heart. I'm frustrated. But then I went to this door. I came to this door, and I knew I was standing at heaven's door, at the gate of heaven. And this door was gigantic in size. It was marble white, a big, gigantic marble white door. And it had a gold strip down the middle of the doors, you know, where it opens, a gold strip down the middle. And I stood right there at the door, and I remember seeing the door opening, and I walked into the door, and I could not believe it. I walked into the door, and I just remember entering through the door, and that was it. But then there was a man that was walking behind me. He had no worries, no cares in the world. And he was just, he was ready to walk into that door right behind me. But as soon as he got close enough to the door, an elevator came and snatched him down. And that elevator was going ding, ding, ding all the way down. And I can hear the man screaming as he went down. And I know it sounds a little awful right there, but the Lord said this. He said all this in this dream to say this. that despite how you're feeling about, you know, not measuring up, not being enough, or maybe having to prove yourself, the Lord wants all of us to be remorseful for what we've done, for the things that we felt in our heart or felt in our minds. And that right there, as I was frustrated, I knew I was frustrated. And I was thinking to myself, man, God was wanting that remorseful because he wants us to be remorseful. And he saves the broken and contrite spirit. He hears those who have a broken and contrite spirit. He hears those who are broken. He hears them when they cry out with all their heart. So the Lord was telling us right there that was remorse. And when we are remorseful, we are repentant. We're symbolizing that repentance, that type of heart, that wants to do better. And that's the Lord. That's what the Lord is seeking, that heart right there. And that's what a pure heart is, when you're desiring to do better and to be better. So that's what the Lord was saying. And also the door, the big, giant, gigantic door, that was that heavenly encounter, heavenly experience, the marble white door, purest, the door, that is a door that only is the Lord's door. That is the gates, the entrance into the Lord's, his tabernacle, into his presence. And I believe there's so much more to this dream, than that. So I'm going to stay right there. But the man that was walking and approaching the door, he wasn't remorseful. He didn't have the heart that required him to enter into the presence of the Lord. So that's why he didn't enter. He thought he was. And that's what the Lord wants to warn us. So ultimately, it was a wonderful dream, but it was also a warning dream. But I'm not doing this to do a dream interpretation, but I do. I love dream interpretations. But I believe the Lord really wants us to take a look at our heart and resynchronize us back into that place where we are on the frequency of heaven. And I want to thank every single person for listening. And there's so much more to this. But as the Lord continues to add more to this vision, to my vision, to my revelation, I'm going to share it with you. And I know God has really been pressing on my heart for me to pick up this podcast and continue to record, because I know that there are some faithful listeners out there who want to follow everything that the Lord is doing in me. And that, if that's you, then great. God has given me the platform to create a school, an online seminary school. And it's an online Christian seminary school, and it's called the School of Prophetic Arts and Worship. And what's so wonderful about this school is that it's not just a online course, you know, you take it one time and be done, but this school teaches evangelism. I love evangelism. I love evangelizing the community. I love going to different countries and evangelizing in different countries. And that's something that we are going to do as students. We're going to do that. We're going to go to Rio. We're going to go to Israel. And that's one of the trips that I'm planning. Actually, next year, I'm definitely going to Israel. Also, we are doing visions, dreams, and number interpretations. I flow very heavy in the prophetic. I absolutely love the prophetic. I teach and teach others in the realm of the prophetic, dreams, visions, and numbers. The Lord has gifted me, and through Him, the Holy Spirit, I'm able to interpret numbers. It's not strange, but it's a different administration that no one in the body of Christ is doing. And that's something that the Lord has just given me the grace to do. Can't really explain it, but I can teach it. And that's, that's one thing that I do teach on my platform. Also with that, I raise prophets. So if you're a prophet and you're wanting to become more accurate, if you're wanting to get more, closer to the Lord, if you sense that call to the office of the prophet, you need to get in this school. We also have a prayer ministry. We have deliverance ministry, and I teach you all of that. So not only do we have evangelism, we have evangelism. We have the calling of the prophet. We have teaching of the prophetic realm. We also have discipleship. We also have mentoring. So there's so many things that the Lord is doing through this School of Prophetic Arts and Worship. So if you're interested in that, you can email me schoolofpropheticarts@gmail.com. You can also reach me on Facebook. My Facebook is Misha Wesley. If you want to know more about the school's information is Prophetic Arts 1, and that's on Facebook as well. If you like Dreams Interpreted, reach me at schoolofpropheticarts@gmail.com. We have an amazing platform where we are publishing books. We are helping people become published authors, not just published authors, but really get them on radio, really push the author, the new author in magazines, in print. So there is so much going on. I can't really list everything, but if you are an aspiring author and you want someone to write your story, if you need help writing your story, if you have written your story and you just like, listen, and you just keep putting that book down or you keep putting that story down, you haven't written it all the way, but you got this story. I want to help you get it out on paper. And how do I do that? Not through a workshop. Me and my staff, I have an assistant that helps. And we work with you and we will help flesh out what the Lord has put in your heart. And we will get it on paper. We will write your story and we will make it plain, or we can help you write it. So there's different options. We listen to you and we will write your story. So that's an amazing component of the Dreamers Publishing House. And that's what the publishing company is called. So if you're interested in getting your book published, contact me at the dreamerspublishinghouse@gmail.com. Once again, is dreamerspublishinghouse@gmail.com. If you want to know more about the school's platform, it is schoolofpropheticarts@gmail.com. So I just want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Continue to tune in and follow what the Lord is doing in me and through me, in the community, in my city of Memphis. I'm reaching out to youth, reaching out to the young souls, bringing them to Jesus, and fellowshipping with them, discipling them, mentoring. God has got me in such a capacity where I am enjoying this place in the Lord, in Him. So I'm very thankful. If you want to donate, if you want to give to especially the cause that I'm doing in the community, to help me reach the young people, the youth, please, you can donate. PayPal, reach me at PayPal. I think it's paypal.me/ApostleMishaWesley, paypal.me/ApostleMisha. Also, you can reach me on Cash App. Of course, $MishaWesley. So go ahead, get through to me, email me, and let's connect. If you just want some wisdom, if you want some guidance, Holy Spirit inspired wisdom, Holy Spirit inspired guidance, contact me, connect with me. God bless you so much, and thank you for listening.